Is anybody here thankful for the journey? I say this quite often. If I didn't have a heaven to gain, I believe this life's worth living. I'd live this life if even I didn't have gates of pearl, streets of gold to walk on by the Frank, and my tears be dried away, and no more sorrow. Even if I didn't have those things to gain, which will be what I'm going to reap because I'm serving Him. I'm born again, blood bought. Anybody here with me on that today? That being said, I am still blessed to be able to be here to just live for the Lord and Him work through me, help me and strengthen me, and realize I'm not living this life and walking this life alone. Are you glad you're not by yourself? Praise God. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Just going to read a verse or two there. And while you're getting over there to 1 Thessalonians. Once again, good to have you. So thankful to be in service with you. Just so thankful that you're in service with us today. Folks we've been in service with here a few nights ago from up to Cowboy Church. Good to have them with us. Got other folks here. Some folks hadn't been here for a while. Got folks just coming in. And just blessed to be here and so thankful to be able to be here in the service. And if you got that scripture found, stand with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, there's a lot of reading we could be doing here. And this is actually kind of goes along with the lesson Sister Marty taught today. Appreciate that lesson. Done a great job teaching us today. Goes along with this, and it's simply kind of a duty for us as a Christian. There's things when we're Christians that we just ought to be doing in our life. And we could read several verses. Let's just start verse 16. And verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. And then this is the verse we want to preach along the lines today. Very a timely message today. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this another opportunity, Lord. Another Thanksgiving season that we're going to be approaching, Lord, and we just praise you for what you've done in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for prayers you've answered. Thank you, Lord, for prayers you're going to answer. Lord, we praise you today. We thank you today for this congregation. Lord, if there's one that doesn't know you today, tug at their heartstring, Lord, that they come to know you as their Lord and Savior before they leave this place today. Lord, bless the remainder of this day, Lord, and anoint me to say what you once said as we lift your name above all names. And Lord, we're thankful for the journey. Lord, we're thankful for what you've done in our lives, in our church, in our community, in our nation. And Lord, we praise you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. And I'm just preaching with a very simple thought today. Thankful for a reason. And as I said, pretty much a timely message of what the season is today. I just want to give you just a little bit of an inkling of what kind of a definition of Thanksgiving is. And Webster defines Thanksgiving as the act of giving thanks. And also in 1621, the pilgrims gave thanks because of the good harvest that they had. This is a just kind of a overall general giving of thanks that we do in our nation. We'll have our nation. There'll be holidays that'll be coming along, and there'll be businesses will be closed because of the holiday season. I like to go past, and you know, I'll just say this: not Christmas time yet. Not trying to rush it, but don't let somebody kind of wool you out of the way of saying Merry Christmas. Hello, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Amen. Happy holidays if you want to, but I'm saying praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God, we're blessed. We're going to have America as a whole is going to be giving thanks today. And I want to say this with a real loud voice, or should be a loud voice. We ought to be thankful. We should be thankful. If we're not, shame on us as America. We're so blessed. I think we're so blessed that we're just like a bunch of spoiled babies. I didn't say that, did I? We're not thankful for what we've got. We complain about this and complain about that, and shame on us, or shame on you, or any of us that might be in that condition. But I'm thankful for a reason. I just described to you what America's going to be. There are going to be people that don't even believe in God. It's going to have a turkey and going to have some dressing on Thursday. Everybody listen to me. Almost kind of reverent of the time of year it is because it's Thanksgiving season. They may be, you know, kind of thankful because, but there's something goes beyond just being thankful for being in America. There's something goes far beyond having a turkey and dressing and some good, what they call that, giblet or giblet gravy. Anybody had that kind of stuff? Woo, that'll make you want to eat more, I tell you. What is it? Giblet or giblets? I don't even know. Giblets. Well, whatever it is, it's good, ain't it, Luke? You don't have no idea. You're going to learn, son. This boy, he's a, oh, my Lord, help me. This might be tough. I almost just slipped, son. I'm sorry. I don't want to embarrass you. He's from up north. I'll just say that real quick. He'll learn how to eat down here. Maybe have some pokes out of it. You can't ever tell here today. I got him really confused now, don't I? I forgot what I was saying. Everybody's going to be, they're going to be having all the traditional things. Cranberries. I hate those things. Cranberry sauce. I don't like that stuff. Now, pumpkin pies. I can eat them pumpkin pies if they put some of that whooping cream on top. Woo, glory. This is a good one today, I tell you. If you put some of that on top, I can eat all the pumpkin pie. Brother Danny, there are going to be a lot of folks that are going to be partaking of that are never going to stop for 1 minute and really give the Thanksgiving where it belongs. Amen. Now, there's another aspect of Thanksgiving. It goes a little step farther than just the act of giving thanks. It goes farther. It's an act of praising that it gives God the praise for what He has done. Now that's when you really begin to get thankful. Amen. When you really begin to give the thanks and where it's at. You say, preacher, I'm in such a condition, I can never give God thanks. The next thing you know, you begin to make a list of all the things that are wrong in your life. I want to challenge you to start making a list of everything that's right in your life. You can find it if you'll look. Praise God. Praise God. I'm thankful for a reason. Now, you may say, I'm thankful, my Lord. I'm glad. Praise God. I'm glad the Razorbacks won yesterday. I'm glad that the Cardinals won the World Series. You might even be sitting back there and saying, I'm thankful that I was able to kill some venison. Amen. To translate, that means deer meat. Amen. Praise God. That was the fancy way of saying deer meat around here. Venison. I don't call it that. It's a deer. Tenderloin, if you want to say that. Something like that. Praise God. You could be thankful that you found a good sale. Some of you women might be happy and be thankful that you're going to be able to go out on Friday morning. Isn't that crazy? They got it backed up now. You can start shopping at midnight on Black Friday. I think Black Friday, that's a dark Thursday. Amen. Ain't even hardly Friday yet. You leave before Friday comes. Well, praise God. You say, preacher, I've got so many things going on in my life. I just can't. All those things. We ought to, you know, we're blessed. We're blessed. Here's a little sticker on my side. Christian people come up and tell them they're lucky. I'm going to tell you right now, you can scratch and draw and whatever you want to do. You're not lucky. I'm blessed. I don't live by chance. I live by every step the Lord gives me day by day. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for a reason. I have got a reason to be thankful. As a young boy, God began to deal with my heart. He began to tug at my heartstring, and He absolutely, as a young man, changed my life. And I can tell you right now, I've got a reason to be thankful. I've got a family that loves me. I've got a family that loves the Lord. I've got a church family that loves the Lord. Thank God for every one of you back there. We've got a reason to be thankful. You're saying, preacher, I've got too many problems going on. Go back to the scripture I read you in 1 Thessalonians. He said, give thanks in all things. He didn't say, praise Him when your bank account's full. He didn't say, thank me when everything's going right. He didn't say, thank me when everybody's being nice to me. He said, give thanks in all things. At all times is the time to be thankful. When you get to the place that you can be thankful when things are bad, you can say, I'm growing right there. Give the Lord a clap of praise. It's getting worse, ain't it, son? This one of William's classmates at what do you call that up there at the college rooms? Yeah. Sweet mates, and that's not spelled S-W-E-E-T. How you spell it, boys? S-U-I T-E. Y'all better still with me. Amen. Praise God. Thankful for what's going on in our life. Thankful for a reason. Now, I almost didn't really pondered about this, and I don't want to embarrass my son, but sometimes we're not very thankful. Luke, you may appreciate this, son, so since you're here, I'll just go ahead and embarrass my son while he's here on the front row. I don't want him to have to move to the back row, because I can pull you off the back row too, amen. But there's a time in our life, and maybe you're here. I talked about us being ungrateful, and I'm going to get into some more scriptures here real quick. Let's just get to that first. Now, y'all don't let me forget, I got a story to tell. Jonah chapter 2. Preacher, you say, I don't have no reason to be thankful. You have all the reason in the world to be thankful. When trouble's your way and problems are arising and you've come to your place, Brother Mike preached about the other night, a wit's end, where you don't know which way to go, that's the very time you need to be thanking God. There was a man by the name of Jonah. We've all heard the happenings of Jonah since the time we were just a young child, no doubt. Our Sunday school teachers taught us about Jonah. And I'm going to read one scripture in Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. If you've not read this in a while, go back and read it. In verse 9, Jonah said this, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I avowed. Salvation is of the Lord. The Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land." There was something going on in Jonah's life. Jonah had no reason to give an offering of thanksgiving. If you recall, Jonah was in the belly of the scriptures describe as the belly of hell. He was in a large fish's stomach. No doubt, if I'm just thinking, y'all can just do the math on that and let your mind wonder, how good a place is that to praise the Lord in the fish's belly? And I doubt that fish has got, well, anyway, seaweed and no telling what else was going on in Jonah's life right there. But he offered up a thanksgiving to the Lord. And when he done that, even when, listen to me, and listen good. When you go to church, when you don't feel like it, that means you're going to grow. You're going to get stronger. When you really find out in your life and things are going wrong, and you'll still say, "Lord, I praise you for what's going on right." There'll come times in your life, it'll seem like it can get no worse. But I'm here to tell you, that's the time to give a sacrifice of praise. When you don't feel like it, lift your hand up. You might be driving down the road, tears rolling down your face, and saying, "God, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this." I challenge you to lift your hand up driving down the road and say, "Lord, but I praise you for what you've done for me before. You don't owe me nothing, Lord, but I'm praising you for what you're doing in my life." Give the Lord a clap of praise. He's worthy. But when you get to the place that you're not thankful for what's going on in your life, looking over into Luke chapter 17. I'm going to go ahead and hit this, and then we'll talk some more in Luke chapter 17. A very familiar scripture here about the 10 lepers. Verse 11, "It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into the certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us.'" How many has ever been to the place that you felt like you need the Lord to have mercy upon you? There comes a time in your life you're going to have to be grateful. There's no choice about that. I'm going to just throw this in real quick, kind of get this little Pentecostal thing out. I can tell you right now, thankful heart and a thankful attitude is not some kind of spiritual insight. Preaching good. It's not some kind of Holy Ghost empowered thing in your life that we Pentecostals get up and say that the God done that. A thankful heart and a thankful attitude comes by your choice to be that way. Amen. It's kind of like forgiving somebody. You don't want to, you don't feel like it, but you know you got to. Because you make that choice and say, "I'm going to do it because your word says do it." I just read to you what Paul said to Thessalonians, "In all things give thanks." So what happens, a lot of times things come our way. Maybe we've not matured. Now, young kid, you know, we can kind of give the new kid card to children because they're just growing. But now when it comes to us older folks, we don't really have that card to play. We ought to know. Now, here comes my little story. I'll read about the rest of the 10 lepers here in just a minute. I had my video camera out, and I was doing some major. It's okay if I tell this son. And what's he going to say? I'm the one with the mic. I had my video camera out, and we'd been doing some egg hunting. And there was a prize egg. Anybody heard about the prize egg out there? You get something great if you get most of the eggs. I'll just sit down here that way. You won't have to run too far to get me. If you get all the prize eggs up, then you win the prize. I'm sitting there, I don't know how old you think he was, son, 14, 15? I just seen if y'all were listening. He was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, 3 or 4. 2 or 3. The 2 sounds even better. I'm sitting there videoing that, and we're right out here outside the church, and they had all the kids in a little circle there, and they were counting their eggs. And Luke had already counted their eggs, and I've got it on video. We look over it once in a while because let me throw this in real quick. He's matured greatly since then. He's a very thankful kid. Anyway, I'm sitting there taping out, and I begin to scan and watch him. And there's a circle of kids. I begin to watch him. He's like this. Stalking around the circle. And I mean, if looks could have killed, it'd been about 10 dead kids right there in a pile. Amen. He was so mad because he didn't win that. And then there was one other time in our life we was had another. This video cameras are terrible for you kids. I know that. And sometimes bad for us adults. But we were videoing again, got all of our Christmas gifts. We got more than what we should have ever done and should have got. And son, I know you're going to kill me, but I'm just going to get this out now. And I looked over there. I had the camera going on. Everybody had opened their gifts. And William comes by. They're on the camera where everybody could hear it. He said, I'm so sad. I think I'll preach over here a while. This crowd, he didn't laugh a bit on that one. He said, I'm so sad. And somebody said, what for, baby? And he said, I didn't get very much or something like that. Did I tell that pretty close? So I turned the video camera off, and to believe it, you know, he'll tell you and testify, I'm a firm believer in corporal punishment. I said, listen here, you're not going to be, well, I'll tell you what, that was not a good ending of that deal. But you know what happened? He's beginning to grow with that. He's one of the most thankful kids, and I'm not trying to pin roses on him, but can I just say this? That's it's acceptable to expect that in our children. They're growing. Now, we'll laugh here in a minute. But that is totally unacceptable for us grown-ups. Unacceptable. If you're a born-again Christian, shame on you if that's how you are. Woo, preaching good now. We ought to be thankful to see somebody else blessed. Talk to the church now. If we don't know Jesus, we can't have those type of characteristics. I ought to be thankful and blessed to think, my Lord, Brother Frank's got a new car, and I'm ought to be thankful to think one of my buddies here in church killed a bigger deer than mine. Come on now. Woo, preaching gooder and gooder. Sorry, Sister Marty. You see, that's the choice you make. When you and I get past us and get out of me, then we begin to see Christ rise in us. Then we begin to get the place of, my Lord, I can be thankful for all things. I can realize it doesn't matter that I didn't get the prize egg. My God's got a bigger egg for me. Amen. Doesn't matter that I didn't get nothing for Christmas. I've got something else coming my way. Why is that the case? Because that puts us in a place of being grateful. There was 10 lepers that Christ was in the place, and these lepers cried out to him afar off. They said, listen, help us, have mercy upon us. And you know what Jesus did? He had mercy upon them. But what happened? 9 of them encircled the little pile of kids. 9 of them, while the camera was going on, began to pout because they didn't get what they want. The 8th one began to cry because somebody hurt their feelings. I might want to repeat that. They got one, They allowed things to hinder their walk with God. Let me tell you something, brother and sister. When we get our life right with God, when our relationship is right with Christ, yes, the devil's going to bring things our way. Yes, there's going to be things coming, our hindrance in our way. Yes, we're going to fall. But church, we're going to have to begin to grow. We're going to have to begin to realize we're going to have to be thankful when things go wrong. Praising God when everything's right. Praise the Lord. I can tell you, I say this again. My God's not no donut spare tire in the back. I just don't get him out when I got a flat. I'm praising him when I've got everything going my way. I praise him when I got four new tires on there. Praise God. I'll praise him when things go wrong in my life. That's a thanksgiving. That is thankful for a reason. The other eight, the nine, they didn't come back. Let's read it, church. They said, as he entered into the certain, in verse 12, or entered into a certain village, they met him 10 lepers, led him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. They were not supposed to be close to him. They were not supposed to be around him because of this horrendous disease that was destroying their body. I just want to say this morning. Lord, I'm thankful that I've not been thrown into arena that the Romans could watch me be devoured by lions. Hello? I'm thankful I've not been drove on a stake and burned because I wouldn't deny Christ. Can that come? Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. It could come to America. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying today, you sell out to God. You praise Him when it seemed like there's nothing to praise Him for. You lift your hands up when everything's going wrong. You put your trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of your life. And you'll find out something in your life. He'll do exactly what He says. He'll do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you should think or ask. That's my God. How about your God? Let's give another clap of praise in this house. Glory to God. He's worthy. One out of ten come back. I'm not good in math, but that'd be something like 10%. Is that right, Juggernaut? 10% came back and give him the praise. He said, they said, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Praise God. They didn't have to get there. All they had to do was make an effort and start to go. Do you realize this? That you could be in a service like this right here, and the Holy Spirit begin to deal with you, Holy Ghost conviction on your life, and you step out of the aisle, and the first step you step in that aisle, God answers your prayer right there. Hallelujah! You could be sick and need God to move in your life. You could need a physical healing, and even important than that, you could need a spiritual healing in your life. And as soon as you step out, God, by His Holy Ghost power, disengulfs you and works in your life before you get to the altar. I'll be honest with you. I think most people, we old-fashioned folks around here that still have altar benches and so on and so forth and believe folks can come around the altar and pray. I believe in most cases those that come crying down the aisle, they're already born again, blood bought before they get here. Hello? This don't just happen overnight. God begins to deal with you. God begins to talk with you throughout the week, throughout Monday night. He begins to deal with you on Wednesday. He begins to wake you up on He wakes you up on Thursday, then He'll get you really stirred up come Saturday night before Sunday school. You know why? He's preparing you. Praise God. They stepped out and said, all right, I can just imagine. They looked over there, they're castaways that you hadn't seen sin like these lepers have. Everybody looks down their nose at them. They're not supposed, they can't be close to people because somebody else will get that disease. They got to be separated. They're so separated from the world. It's a horrible life I would understand to live. And as they begin to go to the priest, and I believe that they're thinking, my Lord, how can we go to the priest? We can't be around nobody. But they started to make that effort and the Lord cleansed them right there. That's exciting. That's how big God is. And you and I worry about little things? My Lord. Give it to God. Leave it in His hands. And one of them, verse 15, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus said and answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? They're not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now we might speculate here a little bit, and certainly not trying to add to or take away from the word, but I'm really wondering about the other 9, whether they kept that healing. He said to the one, go your way, your faith has made you whole. He didn't say, go tell the other 9 it was too lazy to come back and didn't care enough about me to say, glory be unto God. Didn't say anything about them being made whole. Everybody with me? So what's that mean, preacher? I believe it's highly important that you and I as believers, that we give God praise and give God thanks in all things. You say, preacher, things are going wrong. Praise him anyway. My life is a mess. Praise God for your life. That means you've got a chance to do things right. If you're still breathing and concerned about your life, you can't go back and redo anything behind you, but you can change everything ahead of you by the grace of God. Are you glad for that today? Thanksgiving for a reason. I'm thankful for a reason. Ah, Lord, I didn't know I had so much in me. They were grateful, one, and the other 9 was ungrateful. Romans, I got you some scriptures again. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 says this. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts, creeping things. Wherefore, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. We could read on. Church, what happens is this. If we make a choice not to be thankful, we're complaining about everything. I tell you what I am. I'm thankful I can pay $3.20-something for a gallon of gas. Preacher, you're crazy. I'll take Brother Junior's approach on that. If I'm crazy, just leave me that way. I'm thankful I have a vehicle with 176,000 miles that I can't sell. They call me. How many miles? I tell them, scares them half to death. I said, just come look at it. Are you thankful? Thankful. Praise God. Are you unthankful? Shame on you. Are you concerned about everybody else and around you instead of getting your life right with God? Shame on you. When you begin to get in a place, you know, here's the deal. I gave a sports deal the other day. Here's the deal about team. Here's the team. God's on your team. Are you on God's team? I mean, he's with me. We're on God's team. I can tell you right now, spell team, there's not I in any of that word. And that's what happens to Christians today. We get so concerned about me. What about I? What about me? What's going on? What about me? Hey, you forgot about me. What? It didn't work for me. You're blessed more than I am. Well, thank God that somebody's blessed more than you are. Then you know what will happen? You'll start being blessed. Somebody else finds out something. Listen. Jealousy will pull us down. How did it get off on this? It's cruel as a grave. It'll destroy your life. You're not thankful when you're like that. Be thankful by the choice. I don't know why those 9 didn't come back and give God praise for healing their bodies and setting them free and giving them a life back. Why would you not want to praise the Lord? I'll tell you what I think it is. If I can find the scripture here real quick. I may have passed it here in Romans. Here you go. I need to read one more verse. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. Who is blessed forever. Amen. Serving the creature more than the Creator. So I'm more concerned about me than I am about Him. I got news for you. You can't do anything except the Lord empower you, strengthen you to do it. He's the giver and the taker of life and breath. If He don't want you to breathe, all He's got to say is, here we go. Come on. Ready or not, it's your time. Scripture says it's appointed a man wants to die and after that judgment. It's what the Scripture says. So we're going to lead this life as long as we're here. Unless the rapture of the church takes place and we leave here, two men left here without dying. Amen. Enoch and Elijah, two men left here. But listen, we're going to either go by the way of the grave or the way of the catching away of the saints. And how many wants to go with the Lord any time of the day? That's the direction I want to go, is with Him. So we got to be ready. Because we don't know when we're going to lose our life or when the Lord's going to say, that's it. You know, I say that. I'm just going to get on this just real quick. We never know. We never know. God doesn't look at our time as life as eternity. I can tell you whether I'm 10, 5, 50, or 100. When God looks at me and looks at us as human beings, I don't believe He sees that time. I believe all He sees is that soul. Anybody with me? A year to Him and 10 years to Him, 150 years is not even a blink to eternity. Not even close. Anybody here thankful for a reason? Praise God. I could go on and go on. Let's see. I want to get this in real quick and we'll let you go. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I think they're almost ready to open the doors back there. Anybody ready to go back here and get something to eat? What about our spiritual man? Have we fed him real good this morning? You know, you might be here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're going to have to know Him as a personal Savior. I say this often. I can't live a life to save my son. Can't save my wife. All I can do is be a light. They got to make that choice. I'm just glad you made the choice to serve Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. I love this verse. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Can I tell you right now, if I'm a victorious soul, I'm just going to say this real quick. It really bothers me for Christians that say this. This is Christians that say that, well, if I can just make it in. If that's you, change your way of talking. If I can just only make it. The only way you're going to make it, or I'm going to make it, is through Jesus Christ empowering us. And I can tell you right now, the God I'm serving, that Savior that took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, that overcome death and stands beside the Father interceding for me, He's not no wimp, and He's not just barely going to get me by. I'm going to be triumphant in this world as I walk and let Christ be in my life. Anybody here triumphant? Now, triumphant's not just a simple little victory. Triumphant is an overpowering victory. Amen. Triumphant's just not barely winning by 1 point. Triumphant is coming in on top, nothing below you. And it's no doubt where you're at and where you're going to be. Why? It's because of Christ. It's because the confidence that you have in Him. It's not that you have the ability. It's not that you have any kind of knowledge. It's that you're available and Christ will empower you. So thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph. Did you catch that word? What is that, Sister Marty? A verb? An action verb? Always. It's an adverb. Without exception. Always causes me to triumph. Are you glad for the triumphant power of Jesus Christ? So what happens is this, church. Whether you come around this altar, maybe you've already made your life commitment to Christ. Maybe you haven't today and you need to this morning. And this altar is going to be open here just in a moment as I come to get a song. Wherever you might be, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you've went down the Roman road. You've believed in your heart. You've confessed with your mouth that Jesus died for your sins. And therefore we are born again, blood bought. Don't make salvation complicated. It's simple. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. If we have done those things We are triumphant through Christ. So therefore, I have a reason to be thankful. Has anybody here got a reason to be thankful? Praise God. Let's give the Lord a clap of praise one more time. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Triumphant through Him. In Philippians, I'm not going to take time to go there. It said, casting all your cares upon Him. Philippians 4, for He careth for you. Everything that you have need of, He is able to help you through that. Stand with us, if you would, today. So good to be here. It's such an honor to be able to stand behind this pulpit, take this microphone in my hand, and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And know without a doubt that He's with me and He's with you. Thankful for a reason. The reason is Christ. He deserves our praise. Not only does He deserve our praise, the Scriptures bears out, He's going to receive His praise. Scripture says that, putting it in my own words, if we don't praise Him, it simply says this, the rocks will cry out. I don't need no rock crying for me. I can still praise Him. Let's bow our heads. Father, today, thank You for this service. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done and what You're going to do. Father, we thank You for Your Son. Thankful that we're so empowered by Your Holy Spirit. Move in this service today, Lord. Touch lives. Touch lives here today, Lord. We'll praise You for it, Jesus.